September 11th has a special meaning here in the United States, a dark anniversary of a date that will forever be etched on the country's collective consciousness. 9/11 was one of this nation's darkest days, shattered by the terror attacks that occurred 18 years ago, when a country grieved for itself and for the 3,000 people who were lost. At this hour, at the World Trade Center in New York City, names of those who died at Ground Zero are being read aloud. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
One by one, the names of the nearly 3,000 people killed in the 9/11 attacks were read by family, friends, and others, like Austin Ielpe, who was just a toddler when his father, firefighter John Ielpe, was killed.
Mom and I miss you very much every day, and we know you're watching over us. We love you a lot.
The emotional ceremony was taking place at the World Trade Center, while other solemn remembrances were being held at the Pentagon and in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. At the World Trade Center, I'm Julie Walker.
The Trump administration is hitting back at reports it evacuated a high-level Russian CIA spy from Moscow after he revealed that President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election in favor of Donald Trump. In addition, CNN said that President Trump's handling of sensitive information in his dealings with Russian officials was concerning to the American intelligence community. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the reporting was wrong and puts people at risk. The U.S. Justice Department says nearly 300 people, mostly in Nigeria and the United States, have been arrested in a globally coordinated law enforcement action aimed at disrupting a large-scale internet scam. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. A Scottish court has ruled that British